Prologue. Wingdinger. The winter winds were cold and harsh, laced with particles of hail and snow. The air was dry, the sun was hidden, and just from looking at it, I could tell Lake Erie was in the freezing temperatures. Apollo City, along with the rest of northern Ohio, was covered in a blanket of gray-white snow/slush. But city inhabitants were still trying to go about their humdrum lives with as little interruption as possible. I had to say, the Ela, Shadow Monster, rampaging all around the city, wasn't helping. Not in the least, if you can imagine it. As he hovered in midair, today's choice of monster giggled as he began attacking another crowd of people. He'd shown up a few times this past week, but this was the first time I'd gotten close to killing him without breaking curfew or skipping class. Not that I minded those things, of course. I just minded getting in trouble for them. This sinisterling is Dacon. He specializes in cruel humor, but not the kind I liked or agreed with. Some of his material was really lame. He'd been nicknamed the Jester by the local press. Anything to get sales up without infringing on Batman's legal rights. While he certainly reminded me of some kind of ex-con carny, there was a villainous twinkle in his eye all too reminiscent of his many demon predecessors and his fearless, sinister leaders. Not to mention, there was the same cringeworthy delusion laced in his laughter.
Ha-ha! I told you I would have you rolling with delight sooner or later!
He cried out mockingly, as indeed the crowds rolled over, though in pain.
Dacon always has a trick up his sleeve!
Who knew who he thought he was talking to? Some people were snapping photos, while others were running away screaming. All this chaos was happening, of course, while I was attempting to destroy him. Unfortunately, this was nothing out of the ordinary. It was just a typical day in the life of the superhero known as Wingdinger. Me. My fingers gave an icy snap as I clenched my fists. No one's laughing down here, I retorted angrily. Just so you know, I had a right to be angry. Dacon had largely ignored me that day, and only paid attention long enough to laugh at me. And the third person referencing was getting old.
Watch your back, kid.
Elysian, my pet changeling dragon, thundered at me. He swooped down and curled protectively around me, just as Dacon slashed out his attack. Spindles of power trickled through the sky, swiping over us as Elysian ducked and I dodged. There was a sudden break as a nearby tree fell, and I heard something, probably one of the old city park buildings, crumbling behind us.
Let's go,
Elysian muttered, ignoring the glare I gave him as he leaned down to let me up on his back. But I, reluctantly, climbed on. I wanted nothing more than to fly on my own two irritatingly useless wings. As Elysian took flight, the wind bit at my face, matching the bite in my tone.
Look who's laughing now,
I taunted, tackling the laughing trickster right out of the air. Something puffy and squishy gooped through my gloves as I no doubt punched through a lung, knocking the wind, along with other substances, out of his body.
Ugh, gross.
If only this were some kind of video game, I thought ruefully. Me and the guys would be all over it. A split second later, I was thrust back into the fight. Several events blurred through my mind as the end of the battle became imminent, flinging the pus off of my fist. Elysian's brief approving sneer. Falling from the sky, tangled up with the demon body. Ah, the welcoming rush of adrenaline. I'd become quite the junkie since this started. I grinned to myself. I liked this trick. After several months of fighting off these monsters, I no longer had any fear of falling. Instead of freaking out like I used to, I clawed my way on top of the evil Ela, forcing my enemy down even more as we slammed into the ground. Jolted but still standing, I victoriously wiped a spray of dirt off my face. Ha! Got you! Elysian scuttled over.
Good work, kid. I think we did great today.
We? I rolled my eyes. Elysian had spoken too soon. Or maybe he jinxed me, because the next moment, Dacon propelled himself upright with more power than I thought possible, sending me flying back through the air as he roared angrily.